I'm not saying any conditions, but I just want to repeat something. And while I see the serving and the loving and shooting, but right after I finish the main dish, so then they have the two stitches, and that is our same with our hands. And then, of course, the dancing was here. So repeat something that was said in the expression a few times. Different concepts from the course of time. The Gemara says, how long of the nair is how long the one coming in the problem. The person is accustomed to nair, the shadow of the Sankhanaka, the verse a few times. So it's almost like a guarantee for the school that the children will come in the problem. And we ask the question, what is the shaykh to their Hanukkah or Gogel to their Hanukkah? How can a person be a Gogel, be accustomed to their Hanukkah when you're wrong? And why is the result of a Rogel there at the time of the Gogel? So it's sort of the point of it. I believe it's based on Chosin. He said in Tehillim, Ne'er the Rogli Varecha the Og Tzivasi. Ne'er the Rogli, the candle for my feet, is Varecha, your prayer, and that prayer also is the Or, is an illumination, the Tzivasi, for my gift, for my gift. Your two parts is the Ne'er and the Or. There's the candle light, and there's illumination. The illumination allows me to see at a distance, to see my goal, to see where I'm going. It's the brightest of all. It goes forward. Of course, when you take the steps, every step, you need to make sure the glass will run away, and then I'm right there. So there's the candle also, that's the regular lights that are bent down. Torah is both the format. It guides me step by step, day by day, it gives me the structure of my day. If there are the rabbis and the rest of my own rabbis walk, I can take it step by step. But it also is a moral tzivasi. It also is an illumination to my goal. My goal in life, my goal in this life, my goal in life after life. He said that regular, a foot, and heritable, and rogel, something which is accustomed to, is the same world. As Dr. Miller said, he shot me broke out in all the joys of life. By accustoming myself so much to the Torah, that throughout the day-to-day, the Hasmada, I accustom myself so much to the Torah, I still rather than the Sefer. My feet bring me on their own, as if they have a right of their own, back to the Torah. And we said that is the proper thing that we ask for davening beside the main use of our staff, we beg for the Bible, make us accustomed to the Torah. We don't want this so much to love. When it comes to the Torah, with such a level of mastery, that what? That Vashima Raka and the Sefer, our feet breathe us for the matter, they make billions of ways that they want us to be missing for another word. And there's one reason here, Vashima Raka and the Sefer. Yes, there's a problem. Create that by me, create that by all of us. This Sagan Lady of the Sefer is a beautiful brother in the morning to make. This Sagan Lady of the Sefer. And how to get accustomed, that's always the two things. The all Sivasi, knowing your goal, and the Nerim Rade, having that land. Constant day after day, learning, shiurim, structure, inyanim, extra shiurim, and our goal of finishing the Sefer, and Mr. Shem, which will finish this month. So I hear from the word very lightly how long it will bear. If a person is accustomed to merit, which means the day after day, the tedious works, the set order of the day, your hasmada, the shiurim, not missing one, not missing anything, how long it will bear. So then he will see his goal. And one of our goals, the ultimate, is that the Nidah Nachum Tzatzarim, that we and our children, and the children of all Klal Yisrael, all of us, Kulanu, Yerdeh Shemecha, He should know what to follow the learned base of a certain Rishon. So to me, he says, how lucky of a man, a person who's accustomed to the narrative, the man who lies in the Rechah. That's what happened to the Lord of Hanukkah. So his habit will come in Tamir and Tamir. He will have the Lord of Tzivasi. He will meet the ultimate Tzchah, the Lord of Tzivasi. And the greatest Lord of Tzivasi, you'll learn as you become adults, is Bonin Tamir and Tamir. It's just a heritage. I repeat that, but we said part of it. Because tonight is a tremendous heritage. I think I can say the name of all the brethren in the yeshiva. That if she not come to that, and we look at our family, we see them as our children. And we deal with them as our children. We try to. And I think the rebbeim are very successful at that. Viewing them as children and working with each and every one of you as a little child. And their greatest awe, the greatest lack for the rebbeim in the base of marriage is that one, that they should have Talmidim who are Talmidim Chal. They should have their women, their Shinatu Madata, should be the real Talmidim Chal. And because of that, what do they do? It's day after day, hour after hour, no matter what time, no matter where, they're busy with the structure, shiurim, working with the bachurim, talking to the bachurim, crying in the bachurim, laughing in the bachurim, in all areas, did an extra shiurim, not just Sunday, not just Monday, not just Friday, Shabbos, and even Be'ez Zayin, Be'ez Zayin, on the phone, and in person. And because of their narrative right, they're accustomed to the land, step by step, and again, everyone else is accustomed to that step, goes to the narrative right, and that goes through terror. So then they use the term as the only Sivas to see the goals. I think today is a pseudo of our world of the air. We're accustomed to the air, the day after day during this month. And now we have it's a simcha of we're really coming through, of the oil and simasi of seeing the bonim tamidim come. And it's just a nachas in Allah to be together with bonim tamidim come, a generation. I say that every yeshiva should have one from my gallows, and with the ruach, with the Mesiyas Nefesh, with a real husband, an Arab type, and growing the Bnei Aliyah in all the areas of Kodesh Hashem. Our work of the air, so we see in nowadays, is how the world coming from. It's a time of Shabbat, the Lord of Hanukkah, and I think we, the Baruch and myself, we owe a tremendous amount of credit to all the remaining. Your fathers, your real parents, the mothers and fathers, to remain that are most selfish, but I think the greatest occurrence of heaven that you can show to them is this Suda itself, not expecting any word of thank you, the Suda itself right now, the silk itself, and the dancing is an expression of our occurrence of heaven, because there's no great occurrence of heaven to a parent and seeing their children successful. So I thank you, Baruch, for giving us the nachas and having that fulfillment of the pasuk of Ner L'Vayim V'Rachah, Lord and Tzivosi, Yer Hashem, all of you, each and every one of you, should desire for in your lives to also have both your children Talmid Chacham, your born children, and your quiet children, your own Talmidim, to become one Talmid Chacham.